views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another wonderful week with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo.
Hi, everybody.
You're with Angels and Answers. And hopefully some of you have been taking advantage of the full moon and writing down your affirmations and burning it outside. That's what I do. So.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Oh. How long does the moon like that last? Is it just a one-nighter or is it a few nights?
I think it's like 2 or 3 days.
2 or 3 days?
Yeah, and then it starts on the third day, it starts going down.
It starts to go down a little bit? Yeah, so if you're smart, even if you're not smart, what you should do is write down all your prayers on a piece of paper tonight and burn the paper outside and let the smoke signals go to heaven, go to God. And just write down your most deepest thoughts, your most, you know, whatever your desires are, and just give it up and ask your angels and ask God for their assistance in your life.
Yeah.
All right. Don't see God as separate from you, but embrace God like he's your best friend.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. This week has been a big angel week for me. Big angel week. I wasn't feeling good since last Friday. You know, I lost my voice, and I was starting to get a fever. I had an ear infection. My sinuses were going. And in the middle of the night, one night, I was so sick, I woke up, and on the clock was 4:44. After I saw 4:44, I said, oh, gosh, it's the angels are here with me. So I woke up, and I just started to talk to them. And all of a sudden, I felt people touching me, literally. And as they were touching me, I had these little electric vibrations going all through my body.
Wow.
Yes. And then I heard footsteps. I literally heard footsteps. And I looked behind me. There was nobody. Then I went to lay back down on the couch. And from the corner of my eye, I'm seeing these little balls of light flash. And I woke up my husband. I said, do you see this? He says, no. He's as dense as a tree. God bless him.
I can't believe that you had the nerve to wake up your husband.
I did. I thought I was going crazy. I said, look, when you see little
No, girls, I didn't see nothing. Let me sleep. Get out of here.
Leave me alone, you crazy biatch. No, but I saw these little balls of light behind me and through the corner of my eye.
I'm fully aware of them.
Are you?
At nighttime, I see beams of purple light.
Oh, good.
Very
I'm not
strong,
crazy.
Like amethyst purple. I see beams of purple light at night all the time. And who's ever sitting next to me can never see what I see.
Yeah.
But they're super vibrant and bright. And I see them all the time.
And that's what I saw. And they get whoosh, right by me, right by me, flying right by me. And, you know, when I went to turn around, I'm seeing these little clusters of lights. And they're separate and they're together and they're moving all around. And I says, oh, gosh. I wanted to share this beautiful experience with them. But I want to tell you something. Right after that, I started to heal. All of a sudden, the next morning, I was clear. I felt good. I had energy. This thing was taking me down. It was really
wow.
But my angels came to rescue me, and I'm so grateful. Thank you, my beautiful angels. I love all of you.
You're all invited to the wedding.
Yes, please come.
So I just wanted everybody to know that if anybody wanted to call in to get a reading, just give us a call at 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. 2819. And today we're going to be having our special guest, Doctor. We'll call him Doctor. Dr. Kevin Morrison and his assistant, sidekick, Vonda. First, I thought it was Vonna, like Donna with the V, but it's no, it's Vonda. Okay, what are you doing? If you're going to say my name, say it right.
What are you doing?
So what their gift is to the world is that they help change people's energy. So if you have a very, very low vibration and you know, just crap's hitting the fan all over the place, whether it be financially, emotionally, your relationship, you know, just your personal life, schooling, whatever it is, they have a technique that they're going to talk about that will be able to help you literally turn your life around so that your bad luck and that you feel like that dark cloud is hanging over you, you're going to feel like it's all being lifted. And you're going to feel much lighter. And they're going to be able to tell you how to turn things around. And there's a technique of what they do. And they have a program about it. And it's amazing. And I know a couple of people who do work like what they do. And it really does change people's lives around, like, almost instantaneously. And it's a slow, sometimes it's super, super quick, the results, and other times it's a slower process, but it 100% works. And like I said, it's amazing when you could heal from within your inner core. And not only does it help you heal emotionally, but it will also help you heal spiritually and also physically.
Yes.
So, you know, it's really fantastic.
It's an amazing concept.
Yeah, it's fantastic that stuff like this exists. I mean, it's the same concept as like when I learned how to do, like, you know, learn about my building up my intuitiveness and psychic ability. I didn't even know that this existed.
Right, right.
You know, and then to know that I could do this or that I could talk to the dead and I could, you know, communicate with angels. And it's like, oh, my God, like, this is a whole nother aspect of life.
It's a different world.
It literally is. It's a different world. And so what they're providing for you is something that medicine can't even touch.
Right.
They go into your soul. They go to your chakras. They align everything.
That's what I like.
And when everything lines up with
right
with each other,
you're
in perfect harmony and
right.
things start going your way.
Yeah.
And it really does. It makes a big difference. And it's the same thing with feng shui, people who do feng shui. We got to get a guest on who does feng shui. And feng shui is when you
I know one thing about feng shui.
What?
You need to put at your back door a green plant. When you put a green plant by your back door, you're actually calling in money. Money starts to come to you very quickly. And I've done it. I've actually tested it, and it's the truth. Absolutely tested. I always have a green plant by my back door, so help me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, you're doing pretty good. You're doing pretty damn good, lady.
Hold on. I got to put my crown on. Yeah. I'm feeling very special today.
Oh, yeah. You're special.
I am very special.
She's like very special. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but also, if you have fish, literally, if you have fish in your house.
Oh, I thought you said, like, maybe codfish. I love that.
No, if you have a fish tank or have fish and it's within, there are certain places within your home where it represents money. And I personally don't know exactly where it is, but I know that when you have anything that's green, if you have water, like waterfalls,
yes.
like little mini waterfalls,
yes.
or a fish tank where,
yes.
where the fish is going back and forth, literally does create
yes.
money to manifest.
And I also think it's the sounds of the water. You know how beautiful and peaceful that sound is?
Yeah, whether it be the sounds of the rain or the
yes.
sounds of the ocean. Or...
I know as an intuitive and as a medium that when it rains or I hear water from any place, my vibrations come up like crazy.
And that includes flushing the toilet. Her vibration, like, oh no, my God.
He's telling my secrets, damn it.
I was happy as crap. My water bill's sky high, but let me tell you something.
Hey, listen.
I never felt better.
Listen, it's dead of winter. You have nothing else you can do. You flush the toilet. Your vibration goes up.
Honey, I'm sorry. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. This is what I think of you.
I love you.
I look like
Oh my goodness. I never thought of that. You're so sick. I love
What's
that? Flushing the toilet. I love the sound of running water.
I got to tell you something. One of my friends on his voicemail, you know, you give him a call and he says, hello, this is Steve. He goes, I'm occupied at the moment, but if you leave a message, I'll get back to you. And then right at the end of the message where he says, you know, I'm occupied, he flushes the toilet.
I love it.
You hear the sound of the flushing.
Oh, that is so funny. That is so funny. Oh my God. I love that. I love to be fun. I love
having a sense of humor.
Yeah, I love it.
Means everything to me.
Yes, me too.
I would probably say three. Well, there's a few things. Number one, you always have to have your health.
Absolutely.
It's always, even though it stinks to think that money, you know, unfortunately, money is more important than what it should be, but it is because we need it to survive.
Yeah.
Laughter. Emotionally, laughter and having a sense of humor. Absolutely. And looking at the lighter side of things is so important to your well-being.
Yes.
I can't begin to tell you. And
it is, because I'll tell you what happened. When my,
and sex.
Yeah,
sex is
it all. Says, that's right. That's
like 90%.
That's the top of the list. Forget about health.
That's right. True health. If you can still fool around, you're doing pretty damn good.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know what? When my house sank into a sinkhole in Florida, my husband and I looked at each other and we actually laughed. I'm not even kidding. We lost everything. I mean everything. Baby pictures, everything that meant anything to us sentimentally. But anyway, we looked at each other and we just started to laugh. And we took it from there. We just, you know, as devastating as that would be to somebody, you've lost everything. To look at each other and laugh and say, you know what, not for nothing. It's only materialistic crap, honestly. Uh-huh. We're going to come back, and we're going to come back strong. And it happened that
and
way.
She did,
we did.
Because that's where her thoughts were. But right now we have to wind up for our commercial break. And like I said, stick around, because in about 15, 20 minutes, we're going to be having Dr. Morrison and Vonda on with us. And they're going to show you and teach you how to become
–
get rid of a lot of your crap.
Yep.
All right? Because when you're carrying a lot of heavy emotions and heavy-duty crap – it's going to hold you back, you know.
Yes.
So you got to clear out the bad to appreciate the good and let the good get rolling for you. So if anyone wants to call in, whether it be for a reading or if you wanted to talk to them later, just give us a call at 800-930-2819. And if anybody wants to get a reading from Sky,
it's 908-500-1474.
Right, and my number is 877-ANGEL-02. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
If you look look on the back of a Galeos dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GaleosCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GaleosCafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back. We're very happy to have you today. And we have a really special guest. We have
Dr. Kevin Morrison and his
Vonda.
Vonda, the most important assistants of all assistants.
You should never know from.
You should never know such bad luck.
I'm telling you.
You got to call Vonda.
You got to call Vonda. She's a wonderful girl.
She's absolutely beautiful. We know these things.
Yes. And she's going to help you.
He's going to help you. She's going to help you. Everybody is going to help you.
And we know because we are psychic.
That's right. We know these things. You're going to have to trust
us. You're going to have a wonderful time, and it's going to make you feel so good.
Oh, I love that name.
And never buy criminals from a moil. It's so chewy.
For those of you
who don't understand that, we'll drop it.
Right now, we have Anne from Edison, New Jersey, in our neck of the woods. Hey, Ann, how are you?
Fine. Just wondering if you or Sky have any important message that you think I should have this evening in regards to love life, work, or health.
Getting a love life for her.
Okay.
Okay, I think you should get out there more often. That's definitely.
Now, are you already in a relationship or you're looking for it?
I'm looking for it.
Yes, that's why I said you need to get out there more, my darling, and you need to be in a better, forget about these bar scenes and stop getting hooked up with, blind dates.
See, you stress out about it so much that you're not into the bar scene.
When you do go out with somebody, you feel nervous. Like jittery, like a little bit nervous.
No, not at all, Sky.
No? Because I'm feeling as though when you're ready to go out with someone, like you kind of get this anxiety feeling. And I'm feeling that, and there's a reason I'm feeling that. Is it maybe because you're not realizing that you want to make a good impression or...
No, 100% not. I'm pretty confident in that area.
You want to know something?
I feel like that's okay.
What I'm getting is that there's going to be a gentleman who you're going to be meeting who has dark hair, brown eyes. He's going to have gorgeous skin color. And believe it or not, he's going to have some kind of a beauty mark, either a dimple or a beauty mark on his face. Hold on a second. As a matter of fact, you're going to be meeting this person through mutual people, somebody who you already know and who he knows, and you're gonna, somebody's gonna introduce you. As far as the time frame, I don't know if it's within this fall or if it's going to be next fall, but I just heard September, October, November. So as a matter of fact, there's something about either selling of a house or renting of a house. It's either going to be with you or with him at the time that you guys happen to be meeting each other. But there's a process of that, of what's going on.
Let me ask you something. Have you been feeling a little bit on edge lately? Because I'm picking up like a sense of nerves, like nervousness, or somebody's bothering you, or you're not getting something done that needs to be done, or, you know, like a sense of not peaceful, like an unpeaceful feeling, because I feel it so strongly. Like it might not pertain to you going out with men, but I know that I feel this sense of anxiety a little bit.
The only thing I think that could pertain to, I was worried about a brother in a relationship, but not me.
Oh, that's
I was
what
a little
you know
concerned
what?
About it's him that- being in an unhealthy situation.
Let me tell you something. I pick up, and this is the God's eyes, you could ask Artie, when a sister and a brother or two sisters or two brothers are coming to me, sometimes, you know, you're feeling their emotions, and I will pick that up straight from you.
Yeah, a lot of times that when we think we're reading the person, a lot of times we end up reading the person who's closest to them or who's heaviest on their mind.
Yes.
And that happens.
Right.
But I feel like I was connecting with you. And there's also something about – I have a feeling that the person who is going to introduce the two of you or where the connection is, it has to do with somebody who does massages or who does Reiki, but they do a lot of hands-on with other people.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. And it could be a hairdresser also, but it's somebody who has a lot of hands-on with somebody, and somebody's going to say, you know who would be great? You got to meet this person, or you're going to happen to be there at the same time when he's there. But it's going to – I'm telling you, this is the picture that I'm seeing in my mind. And then later on, you're going to be on my show, and you're going to say, Artie, you did a reading for me.
You know what? Wow. I see you in a dark color skirt with a silky blouse, with stockings and high heels.
I do dress like that, so that sounds pretty accurate.
Okay. And I see you with this gentleman that Artie's describing, and I see the date going very well. Very well for you. He's probably not going to call you the next day, but he is going to call you again, and you are going to have a pretty long relationship with this gentleman, and who knows, it could be even more than that.
But you want to know something? There's going to be a trip coming up for you. You're going to be going to New Orleans.
Thinking of that.
Oh, okay. New Orleans?
Excuse me?
Already said New Orleans? That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, there's going to be a trip that's going to be presented to you. Someone's going to be asking you to go to New Orleans, whether it be one of your friends or whether it be this gentleman. But there is going to – I'm clearly hearing it when I'm this when the messages are that strong in my mind. I could honestly say I'm not wrong.
Do you have any family there?
No.
Or friends, close friends?
No, nobody that I know in New Orleans, unless it could be a business situation, but you feel it's social already?
I say that again?
I says you feel it's a social invite versus business.
I'm pretty sure. All I'm saying to you is that you will be introduced to this person, and the two of you are going to be there at the same time, where the two of you are going to know like the same person that you're going to have in common.
Oh, no, I got that, but I meant when you said the trip to New Orleans. Is this with the gentleman, or is this something else?
I'm not sure, because all I kept on hearing, every time I hear your voice, there's another voice that's saying to me, New Orleans, New Orleans. So, but it will be more of a, regardless whether it be business or pleasure, the overall is that you're going to enjoy this trip very, very much. It's going to be very well worth your while to go there.
Okay, because I'm going to a wedding in Florida next month.
Okay.
Nothing on the – so maybe –
Well, put it this way. Even though it's down south, I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, Florida. I clearly heard New Orleans, and you'll understand it when the time comes.
All right, good.
And when you meet this gentleman, I promise you, you're 100% going to know exactly what we were talking about.
Good.
And it was a pleasure.
Well, I'm excited.
Yes. Good luck
thank
to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, take care. Take care, everybody. I mean, take care, Ann.
Bye.
All right, so, you know, this is interesting because a lot of people, you know, it's like I sit there, you know, like I'm looking out the window and I'm talking to this person, and I do the same thing when I do my, you know, private readings, you know, whether it be party or private, whatever, and I look out the window and I start
to see
things.
I know.
Extremely clear.
Very
and,
bright.
And then I literally heard a voice, New Orleans, and I know for a fact, there's no doubt in my mind, the only reason why she would not go to New Orleans is that she decided, I don't want to go to New Orleans.
Right.
But the opportunity will 100% present themselves.
And I cannot believe that I was actually getting that vibration or that message from her brother. She's clearly, clearly very concerned about her brother. Because I felt that tension. I knew, and when I get that, it's a definite. There's no question.
Right.
So I knew that was.
Yeah, it's just frustrating sometimes, and nothing against the people receiving the messages whatsoever. I'm just saying because this is where we have to allow our egos to take the backseat.
Yeah.
And just know, you know, a lot of times, you know, when I do readings and people will say no, no, no to me and say,
right.
Well, I'm not looking for your approval. I'm just telling you what's going on, what I'm feeling and what I'm seeing. So it's okay if you don't appreciate it in the now, but it'll make sense later.
Absolutely.
You know, so, but, and that's just the way it goes as far as being psychic or as a medium and okay, that's cool. So anyway, our producer was just sending us a message. So, like I said, pretty soon, and you know, once we come back from our break, we're going to be having Dr. Morrison and Vonda, and talk about how to unscrew up your life and put you on the right track. And
yes.
We're going to have some really good conversations.
And you know, like
the next
with this
hour.
Young lady Anne, she's so worried about her brother. You know that it's actually coming into it. I'm actually able to read it from her. You know what I mean? So maybe if she uses this technique from the good doctor and Vonda.
Or she could refer him.
Or she could refer him out. Maybe it would be peaceful for her and for her brother.
All right. So listen, everybody, if you want to talk to us and Kevin and Vonda after this commercial break, just give us a call at 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. You're not going to want to miss this, so stick around. So hang out, everybody, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back with Sky and Artie.
Hi, everybody.
And you're with the Dynamic Duo. We have our special guest all the way from Toronto, Canada. Toronto, Canada.
London. And,
yes.
London's area.
Yeah. So we
Did
feel.
I say that right?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
And, you know, we were talking about, you know, how energy. You know, when you readjust your energy, it could literally change the quality of your life, both physically, emotionally, spiritually. And
yes, it's very important. And a lot of people have throughout their lifetimes built up a tremendous amount of negative energy that they're not even aware of. And these wonderful folks could help you to release that. And you're not going to believe how amazing and how good your life is going to start becoming. I know they've helped many people who've had drug and alcohol problems. They've helped bring up vibrations on a lot of people. They've helped cure smoking, and they're really fantastic. Would love for you to share this time with them and really listen to what they have to say, because it's very, very worthwhile.
Kevin and Vonda, hello there.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing absolutely wonderful, and we're having a great time as we do every week. And now we're happy that you're here to join us and give us the insights as
the
far
411.
As
411.
Yes, give us the 411, the 911. Give it to us all as far as how your abilities, you know, how you fell into this, and, you know, give the whole world an intro of yourself.
So
right
how did
now.
You come across this?
Well, basically, I started my healing journey when I was really small, because I had the fortune or misfortune of growing up in an extremely dysfunctional family. I had a mother who was alcoholic and was abusive. and I was sexually abused, and I had a father who was basically non-existent. He was emotionally flat. He didn't know how to love. He didn't know how to communicate with his kids. So I basically grew up in a family where I felt like I was a ghost. I felt like I didn't matter. I had no self-worth. I didn't believe myself. I didn't think I was going to go anywhere in life. And luckily I did. I went through university. I went to chiropractic college and became a doctor. And that was 23 years ago. And when I started my practice in chiropractic, I was very, what people would say, successful, because I had a busy practice. But I didn't feel fulfilled. All the hurt and pain that I had gone through as a child, I still had it. And I was very angry. I was very depressed. When I was younger, you know, I would drink a lot with my friends to try and heal the, you know, hide the pain.
Sure.
And I decided as I got older, I thought, I really want to make a difference in my life. And I started to realize at an early age, in my early 20s, that I was very intuitive. And so I started to kind of work with my intuitiveness and get some other mentors who were doing emotional healing at that time to kind of guide me and help me. And I started to realize how important emotions were clearing emotions were in your physical healing. So I went on a quest to learn everything I could about emotional healing. I brought that into my practice. I learned all about muscle testing. And I started doing a technique called neuroemotional technique. And it came from a gentleman by the name of Scott Walker, Dr. Scott Walker out of California, who is also a chiropractor. And I was extremely successful in helping people to basically change how they were feeling physically by changing how they were thinking and feeling emotionally. And then that was back when I was a chiropractor. And I started to get so busy doing the emotional work that I was running. I was having time trying to balance my chiropractic practice with this growing emotional practice. And the lady that I was seeing at the time, unfortunately, she felt that the emotional work I was doing, that I was crossing the boundary as far as getting to know too much about my clients. And she basically said, you've got to stop doing that. So I cared about her. So I stopped for a long time doing the emotional work until, my partner, soon to be wife, Vonda Smith, came into my life. And, She introduced me to another doctor by the name of Darren Wiseman out of Chicago, who was doing emotional work also with a different spin on it from what I'd seen in the past. So she basically was the inspiration to basically drag me to Chicago to learn this technique. And together, she started working in my office, and we came back and we introduced that technique, Lifeline, to our clients. It was a huge success. But the one thing we realized was that when you help people to release the negative emotions, what we weren't doing was have them bring in something very positive, the positive emotions. And what I always learned going to church was that God abhors a void. So you never have this void. You have to fill it with something. So if you just simply release people's emotional energy, but that their negative stuff like depression and anxiety and fear, but you don't have them bring in what they desire to feel in their life, they'll slip back into their old ways. And so that's what happened with this technique, is people started to slip back in their old ways. So Vonda and I, we took a lot of time, a lot of praying, a lot of meditation to figure out what do we have to do, what do we have to change to make this technique amazing. So what we found is not only releasing the emotions, because we had figured out how to do that for people very easily, but then we figured out how to help them bring in the most positive, amazing emotions to basically fill up those voids and help them have health in their life, happiness in their life. And so that's now where I am in my practice. I have done so much awakenings. That's the technique, awakenings, that I am in the best place of my life. I no longer have this feelings of depression or anger, anxiety. Every day I wake up, I simply love the life I'm living. And my partner Vonda, she can tell you, she comes from when we met doing this, she had a different reason for coming on this journey with me that maybe I should let her tell you about, because it's interesting what brought her to awakening, because it is totally different than what brought me. So I'll pass it over to Vonda.
All right, Kev, I just wanted to say to the audience, we're going to go to a commercial break soon, but I just wanted to say, it seems like throughout the course of history, and including all the ascended masters like Jesus and Moses and Mary and Buddha. Abraham, Buddha, and Gandhi and me, Sky, you guys, it seems like who's ever like a fantastic healer has basically been dragged through hell at some point
in
their life.
It's so true.
I was dragged through hell backwards. It was.
That is so true. And I think it's because you have to be as low as a worm before you could be as high as the stars.
You have to be able to feel what, you know, people go through to appreciate, you know,
and
what you're doing. To have empathy for people. And it's amazing how God has created this energy for everybody that, you know, people get so beat up in their life physically and emotionally and whatnot. And yet, you know, so much great talent and so much beauty has come from it. But yet it's because of this horrific experience. I mean, I've had a father who taught me what love is not, and I had a mother who taught me what love is. And not that my father didn't have love in his heart. He did love us, and he loved in his way, but he was also very, very destructive and emotionally abusive. But, you know, through all this pain, it did help me become a better person, as much as I hate to admit it, but it did. But this is why I'm so sensitive to other people. Right. But right now we have to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to take a caller who's been waiting, and then we're going to allow Vonda to say her piece. But if anybody wants to tap into their workshop or their program, just go to ArtieHoffman.com. There is a link right on my homepage that will lead you right to healing your life. And it's called what? Awakening Technique.
Awakening's Technique.
So there's a link right on ArtieHoffman.com.
It makes it so much easier.
And you will see it. You will see it right there. If you go to ArtieHoffman.com, it's right there. So stick around, everybody, because Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Ansi Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Our caller hung up, and that's fine with us.
call back, Kathy.
Yeah, call back, Kathy. That would be fine because we'll be able to read you.
Yeah.
But being that we don't have anybody on the line, and that's again fine with us, we get to listen to what Vonda has to say from her perspective. But Sky wanted to ask you guys some questions.
Yeah, this is very, very, very.
One more very.
Very, very interesting to me. It really is, because I know how you can get hung up through life on these points that would determine the rest of your life and the imbalances that people feel from it, because I was one of them too. Now, you say that you can do this over Skype, and you say that you can do this over the phone, but you also mentioned that you use touch, like through muscle touch, yes, to know where the chakras are that need to be open. Now, how would you go about doing that over Skype?
Very easily. Like what Vonda is basically my co-pilot. We do our Skype sessions together. So basically we have the person on the computer, but basically I'm actually muscle testing Vonda, but connecting to the person I'm working with, their energy. So Vonda's almost like she's like a conduit or like a radio tower, and I just basically read her energy, and I'm able to talk to and connect to the person who's sitting on at the other end of that computer, and I'm able to connect to what emotions they need to release. I even connect to the ages of the emotions where they need to release, and it's amazing because we're not wrong. We've got probably what 95% accuracy. And we've done Skype sessions with one lady was sitting in her bedroom in Malaysia. I'd looked on a map. I didn't know where Malaysia was. It was over by Japan. And we were sitting in our office at 9 o'clock in the morning. It was 11 o'clock her time. And I connected to every single emotion we had to release for her with the shock. It was her shock we were dealing with was self-worth. And her self-worth was very poor because I didn't realize during that session she had lost her mother soon before she had the session. And the one thing she said to us, she had a beautiful smile, and we were laughing. She had such a great smile. And she said at the end of the session, she said, you know what, you guys? She said, I haven't laughed since my mom died. And she said, you actually brought joy into my life. And we brought joy into her life from 12 hours difference away, and we still connected to the emotions without ever having to touch her. Because you guys are intuitive. You know that energy.
That's remarkable. Now, Vonda, are you a psychic, or are you a medium, or are you an intuitive of some sort?
I'm an intuitive as well. It's just I get things a little bit differently and not on demand like Dr. Morrison does. I basically had past traumas and dramas that of my very own, and even 12 years ago, I had a horse rear up and then fall on me and broke my pelvis in four places, fractured my lower back, so I had a lot of physical pain.
Yeah.
And so in this physical pain that I was enduring at the time, I was looking for ways to get away from the pain, and I was in a really bad depressed state, and I was on antidepressants because my doctors put me on that, all kinds of pain medications. And when I was healed enough, I was doing acupuncture and chiropractic massage therapy. I went seeing a homeopath trying to get away from the pain. I was always on a quest looking for ways to, because all these things helped, but, you know, within a very short period of time, I was back in pain again. And it wasn't until I was reading about emotional healing and looking on the internet for this, you know, courses and things like that I could take, that we kind of fell into it. And I just insisted that Dr. Morrison come with me to Chicago and learn this, because I already knew he was halfway there with this healing modality, and he just needed a push. And he had just lost his partner 3 months previously as well. He had passed away. So that's how we kind of congealed together. And I've been like, I have no pelvic pain anymore. And I used to be able to tell what the weather was like.
Yes, I know that feeling.
Yeah, now it's like I look out and go, oh, it's raining. I guess we're in a thunderstorm. Where before,
that's
I just...
That's phenomenal. That is so phenomenal to be without pain. Just that alone, it's worth every penny, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. So my
without having to take chemicals into your body and just do this on a daily basis, I guess, right? I guess you leave your clients with something that they can do on a daily basis?
Yes, we do. We actually give them affirmational homework, as well as they have a journal about how they desire their life to be as if it already is. And so we give them a list of stuff that they have to do, so that once they do have a session, that they can grow from there every single day. So they can make those connections every single day and just get stronger in healing all the time.
What about as far as if people don't have Skype and it's just by phone, what is it that you could do for them, for somebody? Like right now, you're just hearing my voice. So, and I know it's all energetically, because Sky and I read people all the time just by the sound of their voice and their vibrations. But can you do that also, the healing process, just by picking up on the person's energy?
Yeah, we probably do about 30% of our clients by phone and have just as successful sessions as we do by Skype or in person. I don't see any difference with people coming in versus being on the phone or on Skype as far as their results go.
It's the same thing that when we're on the phone, is I'm muscle testing Vonda for the emotions, and when we start the sessions, we connect the person to the chakra that we determine we need to work on that day through color therapy, through sound, through chakra oils, through chakra stones. And Vonda just acts as a surrogate. We talk the person through it, telling them what we're doing. But all it does is when you open that door in Vonda, you're really opening that door spiritually, emotionally, in the person on the other end of the computer or the phone. So we can do this. We've done people in Australia. It's the opposite side of the world. It makes no difference.
Right.
And we get the same results.
See, and those people are upside down.
This is true. And, you know, but energy is energy. No matter which way you look at it, energy is energy. And you're right about that, with no boundaries to that. And, you know, we're coming into a time in the world where people, thank goodness, are realizing that we are so much more than what we appear to be. And life is so much more than what it appears to be. You know,
it can
it's
be
just
magical. Yeah, it could be magical.
Yes, it's a very magical time.
Yeah.
The biggest thing we actually do is we give people clarity. So they, when they're going through issues in life and they go, why am I feeling this way? We give them clarity by understanding what emotions they've been holding on to that have been holding them back. Because the basic premise of awakening is really simple, straightforward. It's basically, how you feel emotionally equates to how you feel physically. So when you look at how you're feeling physically, look at how you're feeling emotionally. And if you don't understand how you're feeling emotionally, where those emotions are coming from, that's what we're there for. We're like your
guide. Like a barometer.
We're like a barometer of what emotions you're holding on to. And the thing is, all the emotions we connect to are in your subconscious. They're not your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is like the size of a pea compared to your subconscious mind. So most of the emotions that we connect to, people don't realize they're holding on to these thoughts until we make them aware of it. And what we do also is we make them aware of, really important, the thought behind the thought. Maybe you feel angry and you think, and you're angry when you're, you know, it goes back to when you're 15 years of age. We have you connect to, and you go, I know why I was angry, but then we go, it's the thought behind the thought. What were you thinking that made you feel angry? And they realize that maybe what they're thinking is, I'm not loved, and that made me angry. So what you really need to clear for that client is not anger, it's lack of not being loved. So what we have them focus on is where in their life they felt love, just unconditional love. And if they haven't felt it, then we have you imagine what you want love to feel like for you. Either way, we basically are changing your files in your subconscious mind. We're rewiring your brain for greatness so that you keep focusing on what you want instead of what you don't want. That's basically what we do.
That's beautiful. We have to go to a break now. And when we come back, you know, if anybody wants to call in to get, you know, a mini little test with you, if not, then Sky and I will be your guinea pigs so that people to go through this process. And if anybody wants to call into the studio, just call 800-930-2819. Just go to ArtieHoffman.com, and there's a link on my homepage that you can go right to their site. And you could, you know, find out everything that you want to find out about with their program. So we're with Dr. Kevin Morrison and his wonderful partner, Vonda. And you're with Sky and Artie, the dynamic duo. And we are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at Andrew Tweet Geo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
If you look on the back of a GLaOS dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GLaOSCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GLaOSCafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.